is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now before we take up the study for today, let us bow our heads and ask the Lord to bless us.
在开始研究这一课之前，我们要低头祷告，求主赐福给我们。
我们的天父上帝，我相信你可以看见每一位听众，我更相信你可以知道他内心的需要。求主现在差遣你的灵到他们的心内，用你的话鼓励他们，使他们明白你为他们所有的盼望。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Please turn with us, Lesson 20.
第二十课。
The subject which we study for this broadcast is the Holy Spirit.
在今天我们所要研究的题目是圣灵。
The last command Jesus gave his disciples,
耶稣给他门徒最后的一个命令,
is known as the Gospel Commission,
是被称为传福音的使命。
It is recorded in Matthew 28, 19 and 20.
这是记载在马太28章19、20节。
It says, Go therefore,
所以你们要去,
and make disciples of all nations,
使万民做我的门徒,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
要是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗,
teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
凡我所教训你们的都吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And lo, I am with you always,
我就常与你们同在。
To the close of the age,
直到世界的末了。
The true God which the Christians worship,
基督徒所敬拜的真神，
is known as the Trinity,
是三位一体的。
In this commission,
在这一次的委派里头，
The three members of the Trinity, or Godhead,
上帝三位一体之间的每一位三位
are mentioned.
都提到了。
First, there is God the Father.
首先是提到天父上帝。
Then, there is Christ the Son.
然后提到基督圣子。
Lastly, there is the Holy Spirit.
最后是提到圣灵。
We have introduced God the Father.
我们已经介绍过天父上帝。
He is known in the scriptures as the Ancient of Days.
在圣经中称他为亘古常在者。
Daniel 7:9.
但以理七章九节。
God had no beginning.
上帝无始。
He will have no end.
也无终。
Moreover, God is all-knowing.
而且上帝是无所不知的。
God says in the book of Isaiah,
在以赛亚书上帝说，
I am God,
我是上帝，
and there is none like me,
再没有能比我的，
declaring the end from the beginning,
从起初指明末后的事，
and from ancient times the things that are not yet done,
从古时言明未成的事。
In the last lesson,
在上一课里头，
We learned that God is all-powerful.
我们已经学到上帝是无所不能的。
And omnipresent.
他是无所不在。
Or everywhere present as well. Jesus Christ, the Son,
圣子耶稣基督，
is the second member of the Trinity.
是三位一体中的第二位。
He too is eternal.
他也是永在的。
When on earth,
当他在世上的时候，
Christ prayed to his father,
基督向他的父这样的祷告说，
saying, And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self.
说父啊，现在求你使我与你同享荣耀。
With the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
In the last book of the Bible,
在圣经最后的一卷里头，
Jesus Christ says,
耶稣基督这样说，
I am Alpha and Omega.
我是阿拉法，我是 Omega。
The beginning and the end.
我是初，我是终。
See, Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet.
我们知道在希腊的字母里头，阿拉法是第一个字母。
Omega, the last.
Omega 是最后一个。
Standing for the beginning and the end.
换一句话说，就是代表开始和终结。
In fact, God's divine attributes.
事实上，上帝的圣德
also belong to the Son.
也是属于圣子的。
While they are distinctly two individuals,
虽然他们是明显的是分为两个位格，
yet they are one in purpose and nature,
但是他们就是有同一的目的和本性，
in thought and character,
有一样的思想和品德。
The third member of the Godhead is the Holy Spirit,
在上帝神格中的第三位就是圣灵。
God created all things through Jesus Christ.
上帝借着耶稣基督创造了万物。
As we learned in lesson 17.
这在第十七课中已经学到了。
The Holy Spirit was also present at creation.
在创造的时候，圣灵也参与了。
For we read.
因为圣经这样记载说。
And the Spirit of God.
上帝的灵
moved upon the face of the waters,
运行在水面上。
Genesis 1:2,
创世纪一章二节。
The Holy Spirit was God's agency,
圣灵乃是上帝的一个代理者。
In revealing His will,
要显示他的旨意。
To the prophets of old,
向古代的先知显示他的旨意。
These men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
这些人就是被圣灵感动写出上帝的话来。
2 Peter 1:21.
彼得后书一章二十一节。
Although the New Testament tells us more about the work and importance of the Holy Spirit,
虽然新约有很多地方论到圣灵的工作以及重要性，
Yet the Spirit was active in Old Testament times as well.
但是圣灵在旧约的时候也是同样的活跃。
Before the flood,
在洪水以前，
The Lord said,
主曾经说，
My Spirit shall not always strive with man.
我的灵就不永远住在他们里面。
The Holy Spirit convicted the consciences of men.
圣灵能够使人的良心悔悟，
and led them to choose the right and to shun the evil，
并且领导他们趋善避恶。
Now we come to the New Testament，
现在我们再来到再研究新约。
When Christ was about to leave his disciples，
当基督快要离开他门徒的时候，
he promised to send a representative，
他应许要差遣一位代表。
This was the Holy Spirit,
这就是圣灵，
which he called the Comforter,
他就称为保惠师。
While on earth, Christ was limited by humanity,
当基督在世界上的时候，他是受他的人性所限制。
He could not be everywhere at once,
他不能够同时在各处出现。
But after his return to heaven,
当他回到天上以后，
He could dwell in the hearts of all men everywhere through his spirit.
他就能借着他的圣灵同时住在世界上各个地方所有的人的心中。
The Christian cannot be without the Holy Spirit.
基督徒不能没有圣灵。
Here are some of the important duties of the Spirit.
这里提到一些个圣灵的重要责任。
In John 16:8, we are told.
在约翰十六章八节告诉我们说。
Number one.
第一个。
He will reprove the world of sin.
他要责备罪恶的世界。
Number two.
第二个。
In John 16:13, we are told.
约翰十六章十三节告诉我们说。
He will guide into all truth.
他要引导人明白一切的真理。
And number three.
第三个。
In John 16:13, we are told.
约翰十六章十三节说。
He will reveal the future.
他要启示将来的事。
Number four.
第四。
In John 15:26, it tells us.
约翰十五章二十六节告诉我们说。
He will testify for Christ.
他要为基督做见证。
And five.
第五。
In John 14:26, it says.
在约翰十四章二十六节说。
He will teach us all things.
他要讲一切的事教导我们。
Number six.
第六。
In Acts 1:8.
在使徒行传第一章八节。
Says he gives power.
他能赐下能力。
And seven.
第七。
In Romans 8:26-27.
在罗马八章二十七、二十八节。
He helps our weakness.
他能够帮助我们的软弱。
And makes intercession for us.
替我们代求。
Number eight.
第八。
According to Ephesians 4:30.
以弗所四章三十节告诉我们。
He seals us. For the day of redemption.
他使我们受他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Number nine.
第九。
Romans 15:16.
罗马十五章十六节。
He sanctifies us.
他使我们成圣。
Number ten.
第十。
Romans 5:5.
罗马五章五节。
He sheds the love of God into the hearts of men.
他将上帝的爱浇灌在人的心里。
11.
第十一。
First Thessalonians 1:6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章六节。
He gives joy.
他能赐下喜乐。
12.
第十二。
First Corinthians 12:4-11.
格林多前书十二章四至十一节。
He gives spiritual gifts to God's people.
他将属灵的恩赐赐给属上帝的人。
Yes, it is the work of the Holy Spirit of the Spirit of God.To lead men and women into the right way.
是的，上帝的灵的工作就是要领导男女进入正路。
It is like a still small voice.
它好像一种微小的声音。
Which speaks to the inner conscience.
对我们的良心说。
And says, "This is truth. Follow it."
这是正路，要行在其间。
Let us look at our 11 vocabulary words.
请我们一同看这十一个生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Commission.
使命或者差派。
Commission. Two. Baptizing.
施洗。
Baptizing. Three. Godhead.
神格。
Godhead. Four. Omnipresent.
无所不在。
Omnipresent. Five. Attributes.
品德。
Attributes. Six. Individuals.
个人。
Individuals. Seven. Consciences.
良心。
Consciences. Eight. Representative.
代表。
Representative. Nine. Reprove.
责备。
Reprove. 10. intercession,
代求
intercession. 11. Seals,
盖印
seals. Let's read the lesson over once in English.
我们要用英文把这一课再念一遍。
The last command Jesus gave his disciples is known as the Gospel Commission. It is recorded in Matthew 28:19-20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. The true God which the Christians worship is known as the Trinity. In this commission, the three members of the Trinity or Godhead are mentioned. First, there is God the Father. Then, there is Christ the Son. Lastly, there is the Holy Spirit. We have introduced God the Father. He is known in the Scriptures as the Ancient of Days. God had no beginning. He will have no end. Moreover, God is an all-knowing God. God says in the book of Isaiah, I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. In the last lesson, we learned that God is all-powerful and omnipresent as well. Jesus Christ, the Son, is the second member of the Trinity. He too is eternal. When on earth, Christ prayed to his Father, saying, And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. In the last book of the Bible, Jesus Christ says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In fact, God's divine attributes also belong to the Son. While they are distinctly two individuals, yet they are one in purpose and nature, in thought and character. The third member of the Godhead is the Holy Spirit. God created all things through Jesus Christ, as we learned in Lesson 17. The Holy Spirit was also present at creation, for we read, And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit was God's agency in revealing His will to the prophets of old. These men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Although the New Testament tells us more about the work and importance of the Holy Spirit, yet the Spirit was active in Old Testament times as well. Before the flood, the Lord said, My Spirit shall not always strive with man. The Holy Spirit convicted the consciences of men and led them to choose the right and to shun the evil. Now we come to the New Testament. When Christ was about to leave his disciples, he promised to send a representative. This was the Holy Spirit, which he called the Comforter. While on earth, Christ was limited by humanity. He could not be everywhere at once. But after his return to heaven, he could dwell in the hearts of all men everywhere through his Spirit. The Christian cannot be without the Holy Spirit. Here are some of the important duties of the Spirit. 1. He will reprove the world of sin. John 16:8. 2. He will guide into all truth. John 16:13. 3. He will reveal the future. John 16:13. 4. He will testify for Christ. John 15:26. 5. He will teach us all things. John 14:26. 6. He gives power. Acts 1:8. 7. He helps our weakness and makes intercession for us. Romans 8:26-27. 8. He seals us for the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. 9. He sanctifies us. Romans 15:16. 10. He sheds the love of God into the hearts of men. Romans 5:5. 11. He gives joy. 1 Thessalonians 1:6. 12. He gives spiritual gifts to God's people. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. Yes, it is the work of the Spirit of God to lead men and women into the right way. It is like a still small voice which speaks to the inner conscience and says, "This is truth. Follow it." Dear listener, today I would like to ask you this question.
亲爱的听众，在今天我要向你发出这个问题。
Have you heard this small voice speak to your heart?
你有没有听见这个微小的声音对你的心说话呢？
If you are becoming more and more convinced of Bible truth,
如果你越来越相信圣经的真理，
this is the work of the Holy Spirit upon your hearts.
这就是圣灵在你心中工作的结果。
Let us be receptive of the Holy Spirit.
但愿我们都能领受这个圣灵。
Let us ask God to use the Holy Spirit to soften our hearts.
我愿我们祈求上帝利用这个圣灵来软化我们的心。
To take all prejudice away from our hearts.
将我们心中的一些偏见都除掉。
Then in this way, the Holy Spirit can do its good work in our hearts.
这样圣灵就在我们的心里头能够成就善功了。
Just think of these 12 wonderful things which the Holy Spirit will do for us.
只要想一想圣灵能够为我们所做的这12件奇妙的事。
The Holy Spirit will help us to know what sin is.
圣灵会帮助我们知道罪是什么。
Will lead us into the path of truth.
引领我们走上这个真理的道路。
Will reveal to us the future.
要向我们显示将来。
And will help us to become better acquainted with Jesus our Savior.
也会帮助我们使我们更认识救主基督。
The Holy Spirit will help us to become sanctified.
圣灵也会帮助我们成为成圣的人。
Or to live a life above sin.
或者是过一种不犯罪的生活。
The Holy Spirit will fill our hearts with unspeakable joy.
使我们的心里头能够充满了一种无可言喻的喜乐。
Therefore, you need the Spirit every day in your heart.
所以你每天都需要圣灵在你的心里。
And so God, may God fill your heart with His loving Spirit today.
我愿上帝在今天将他慈爱的灵充满你的心。
May God bless you until the next broadcast is my prayer.
我愿上帝赐福给你，直到下次再会。